I want to go this morning to St. Matthew chapter 13. But I want to go to chapter 13, and I want to preach a little while. Let's read verse 3. "And he spake many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when it sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of root of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, but others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Now, as I feel like this morning God has dealt with me, I want to encourage us. Amen. A lot of us feel like our labor is in vain, but it's not in vain. Amen. The Bible says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow." Now, how many farmers we got out here this morning? How many has ever been involved in farming? I think about everybody would have to raise their hands. Amen. We look, the Word of God says this man went forth to sow seed. You know why he did? Because he had great hopes of a great harvest. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I've sowed seed and expected great things, and I've come up very disappointed by what I reaped. As a matter of fact, there's been a lot of places, and if you take the first example of what Jesus gives here, amen, the Bible says some of this seed fell by the wayside. But you know what? One thing I need to do, I need to go ahead and do what God tells me to do, whether I feel like that I'm going to reap that harvest now or not. Amen. The Word of God tells us that some fell by the wayside. What happened to it? The fowls of the air came and devoured that seed, but I still sowed that seed. Amen. You know what we need today? I want to encourage you. I don't care if you're a preacher, if you're a deacon. Amen. If you're not either one, and I think everybody, well, you may be a deaconess. Amen. Just maybe a member of the church or a preacher's wife or a deacon's wife. I want to encourage you. Amen. Even though it looks like there may be nothing that will come of your sowing, of your seed, and you feel like that all that labor has just been in vain, amen, I want to tell you, keep sowing the seed. Amen, don't quit sowing the seed. Hallelujah, so many times we go through a year, and I'll have to say that we've had good times this last year, and we've had mighty disappointing times this last year. Some people come to the church, amen, and you feel like, well, they're going to do good. Amen. All of a sudden, something, a worldly care or something gets a hold of their heart and takes them out of the house of God. And no matter how you try, and no matter how you try to encourage them, amen, to come to the God's house and to go on with Christ, it seems like they've got their mind made up that they're just going to leave and never come back. But I'll tell you something, church. Amen. There's one thing about that. They have had their opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. I did my job. Amen. In sowing that seed. Amen. I know that among us, it seems like that we've kind of, amen, declined again. I know Stone Chapel has. Amen. But it's not because people hadn't got saved. It's just because they died after they did get saved. And I know that we look at our numbers, we look at different things, and we feel like, amen, that we're sowing, but nothing's coming of it. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Even though we sow, and they may not stay, maybe, amen, the Word of God's just snatched away from them, amen, before it ever takes root. We have got to do our job in getting that Word out. Amen, preachers. Amen. You know, one guy said, and I hope I don't pin our ears up,
hanging on to the wall this morning. But a guy said in a book, Leonard Ravenhill, amen, said that a preacher that don't pray 2 hours a day ain't worth his salt. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, church, what we've got to do, preachers, let's go back to the prayer closet. Let's get back under that burden. I know it looks hopeless sometimes. Sometimes we feel like that we're just scattering this in vain. I remember taking them big old spreader trucks, amen, out in the field, and we'd just be spreading wheat, you know, and or oats or different things. But they, you know, them farmers wanted you to cover every bit of that field. Now, some of them was tickier than others. Some didn't want you getting in the fence row. And I guess that's a waste of seed unless you want to feed the birds. Amen. But they wanted you to cover every fertile place. Amen. I've had them ride with me. I don't know how many times. Ride around that field scattering. They'd say, I want you to sow it here. Don't get too close to the fence row. Or some of them say, get on up to the fence row. Amen. Can I tell you something? Amen. We need to sow where God says to sow. You don't know what God is going to do. Amen. With the very word that you send out. Amen. We may look at it like there's no hope for an individual. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, some people, you know, they said that about Paul, but somehow or another, God got a hold of Paul's heart. Amen. And when he did, he made one of the greatest apostles and preachers of the New Testament. Amen. Can I tell you, you may look at it and say, well, there's no sense in sowing there, but God may tell you, go ahead and sow because God's got a harvest for us. I realize we get discouraged. I realize we toil and we labor. Brother Ed, how many years have you toiled and labored out there in the virtual ground? I mean, out there in the real ground. How many years have come up real slim? Amen. Might have been places where you planted those seeds and didn't gather anything, but you did what you were supposed to do. Amen. You did what you could do. I know the Bible tells us here, and I'm not going to preach too long this morning. Amen. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. The fowls came up, devoured them before we ever got started. Amen. Before it looked like we ever got cranked up good. Amen. The world or Satan came and snatched that word out. How many of us have seen people come in to the house of God? Amen. And we preach our heart out. We tell them about Jesus. We tell them about heaven. We tell them about hell. We tell them about the consequences for living in sin. And we tell them also about the great benefits of living for God. Amen. Only to have them walk out and never come back. I'm going to tell you, you know what? Amen. Even though they may not come back from now all the way into eternity, they're going to remember what you said. Seed may not sprout here, but seed's going to sprout somewhere. Amen. That's right. Even if it's a recognition in hell that they missed their opportunity. Amen. The Word of God tells us some fell upon stony places, but yet that man sowed that seed. Amen. How many realize we got what America needs? We've got what society needs. We've got what the government needs. We've got what the school system needs. What is it, Brother Tim? Jesus. We've got Jesus. We've got Christ. We've got power with Christ to change the soul and the country. Amen. And to give us back a godly heritage for those that will come after us. Amen. Amen. Some fell upon stony places. Amen. Where there was not much earth. How many of y'all seen that? Hallelujah. People come in, pray through, look like they're going to do good. And I mean, just, you know, flourish. And how many of y'all ever seen people just look like get saved and take off like a rocket? I mean, do so good. But then in a little while, amen, heat's turned up. Amen, hot weather comes. Dry weather comes. Amen, how many of you farmers have, Brother Fred, I know that y'all have had to face some dry weather this year and unusually hot. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That don't just apply, amen, amen, out there in the field. It applies in the church. It's been unusually hot in the house of God. Sometimes it seems like it's been unusually dry. You know what? When a farmer goes to the field, every element of nature is against him, amen, in making that crop. Amen. From weeds to bugs to weather, amen, from cold to heat to everything. Everything. You know what? When you come to the house of God and you start sowing that seed, every element of this world is against you. The sins of the world, everything. The temptations of the world, the drawing away of the flesh. So many things are against us. But what did he say? That sower went forth and he sowed the seed. The word of God says they sprung up. But because they had no depth or deepness of earth. Let me say this before I go much further. I ain't going to chase no rabbit here. I'm famous for that. Amen. But I want us to understand something. How many believe we got the right doctrine? How many know you got the right doctrine? You better all get your hands up. I believe we do. But we can learn a lot from the Baptist people. Amen. See, Brother Tim, what are we going to learn from them? Discipleship. Instead of getting our folks saved and turning them loose and say, all right, you go for it now. We could get them in there and teach them the Word of God. And instead of just our own regular scheduling, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, they may need just a hair more nurturing to get them rooted and grounded. How many of y'all ever heard about transplanting? That's where you get seed started one place, and then you take that plant that sprouts up from that, and you put it in another place where you know it's going to grow, right? Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. What we may need to do, if we see that they're, and I know that it all always don't work. Amen. But when we see that they're in shallow soil, if we can just gently raise that plant out, amen, and transplant that thing to where we can water it, to where we can fertilize it, to where we can help them. Amen. Don't just turn them loose. Amen. How many's ever seen gardens that were never tended, that were never tended to, never plowed? Never fertilized. What they get out of it? Very, very little to none. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Oh, Brother Delane, amen. Plenty of peace. I think it's the second year of planting them. Am I right, Brother Delane? Second year of planting them. Last year, I don't think he done so good. Maybe a little bit, maybe. But you know what he did this year? He's fed anybody or everybody that he's called to pick peas. Amen. We put them in the freezer. Other folks has put them in the freezer. He's put them in the freezer. Why, Brother Tim? Amen. Because he took care of his garden and made an effort at it. Amen. To turn our soul loose. That's brand new. It's like turning a baby out on the highway. Man, man. Come on, get off that, Tim. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Now, I'm not going to hold you to six tonight, I promise. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them, but other fell into good ground. How many feel like sometimes all we're getting is seed that's being devoured? Come on, get your hand up. Be honest with yourself. Get up, be honest. Amen. Some of you preachers, you know I'm telling the truth. Amen. You know I'm telling the truth. We feel like all we're doing is planting in concrete. Amen. And then we come to a point we feel like, well, maybe we're going to gain something here, and then all of a sudden they're gone. But I'm going to tell you something. He said that they sowed, Brother Brandon, he sowed in good ground. And that Bible says that some brought forth 100-fold. Some brought forth 60-fold. Some brought forth 30-fold. I'd settle for 30 right now, wouldn't you? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. One old guy that was trying to sell me a truck. I ain't too much of a Jew. Amen. And I never have tried to Jew, but I tried to Jew him just a hair. And he came back and told me the price that I gave that guy. He said, the boss said he'd rather have a little bit of the pie than none. Amen. I got a feeling he was fixing to get a bunch more pie than I knew about. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather have a few, amen, than none at all. But I'm going to tell you, church, you'll never get that if we quit sowing. Don't give up on the ministry. Don't give up on souls. Don't give up on those that are lost. Don't give up on your kinfolk. Don't give up on them that you say, Brother Tim, I preach to them Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. So do I. But you know what? As long as they're coming, there's hope. Amen. I said, as long as they're coming, there's hope. I'm going to read this, and I got one more scripture. After this, I'm quitting. But you know what we're doing today? Brother Tommy, go on and get that bus. Amen. Brother Bruce, you need to be looking for a 15-passenger bus. We need one. Amen. What's Brother Tommy going to do? Amen. It was on my heart probably about the same time it was on his heart. But I'd been praying that somebody would get a burden to go around and pick up these little snotty-nosed kids and bring them to the house of God and bring them on in and us be able to teach them. And you know, if the folks went to church or not, and some people don't want to be bothered with that. But I'm going to tell you something. The only way you will change your world is to change your youth. Amen. The only way to gain, amen, in the house of God is to spread the seed in every field you can spread it at. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you got a preacher that's working with your community and he's working in the fields around your church, amen, you ought to grab a hold of that man and just hold on to him until God just helps him. And you ought to pray for him until God, amen, gives you an increase of what he is the field he's laboring in. I'll throw this in right here too. The black man's got a soul like you. The Mexican's got a soul like you. Now, I may cross some of your wires. Say, Brother Tim, they got their own church to go to. And a lot of them don't never. You know, I asked a boy not too long ago in the hospital, just a little old bitty kid. I asked him, I said, do you know Jesus? He said, no. He said, and I asked him, I said, you ever heard about Jesus? No. Amen. I mean, mama was standing right there. I don't know who the other folks was. But that kid had never heard about Jesus Christ. In America, yes. Right here in America. So I knelt right down there, and I don't know if it's against policy or not, but I knelt right down there and I proceeded to introduce that little old kid to Jesus. Amen. Says he come to church? No, we hadn't. But I'm going to tell you something. Who knows but way down the line somewhere, or maybe even in his earlier years, amen, Jesus will become so real to him, he'll want to know him. Amen. That's right. Little kid last night, we were in a revival over at Sylvester. Amen. And little old boy, I mean, you couldn't tell. You think that kid don't hear nothing. Amen. He was here. He was there. Hey, ADD don't just run in my family. But I mean, that kid was everywhere. And I felt a burden to preach for the lost and to reach for the lost. And I did get some response. But all of a sudden, that little old boy that had been running here, there, and yonder went back there and got his grandma by the hand and led her up to the altar. Amen. And in a minute, I tell you, I was saying, what in the world's going on here? I thought maybe he's leading them down there, getting them saved. Amen. They claim to be saved. Amen. But then he went back there and got his grandpa and got him by the finger and led him down there to that altar. Amen. You know what he said? I want to invite Jesus into my heart. Amen. I want Jesus to come and got a little bit more. Some of y'all saying, oh, it's just a little bitty kid. Where'd you start at? I said, where'd you start at? Hey, man, you started probably with somebody telling you just a little bitty simple story about a Savior that came from glory. Amen. That came and died on Calvary, that shed his blood, that it might be saved. Amen. That's where you started at. I'm going to tell you, you know what that did last night? Man, that sent a whoop through my heart that caused just a little bitty child wanted to know about Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, we give up too quick and we give up too soon. And even though the end result may not be just exactly like we want it to be, we want people to come in, amen, in a flood and flood our churches out and fill our altars, amen, and get saved. And yes, I'd love that too. But if it's one child at a time, if it's one soul at a time, if it's one drunk at a time, if it's one harlot at a time, if it's one drug addict at a time, if it's that illiterate man that don't know nothing about God, amen, one soul at a time. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost up here with me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen, or saith he altogether, for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, that this is written, that he that ploweth, what's he going to plow in? In hope, in hope, in hope. I said in hope. And that he that thresheth in hope should be made partaker of that hope. I'm telling you right now, there is a harvest. I said there is a harvest. There is a harvest. There are souls out there that genuinely, by the grace of God, need to be saved. And they're searching and looking for a way out of their lifestyle. My last scripture today, Galatians chapter 6. You know where I'm going. Galatians chapter 6. Let's go to verse 8 and read that in first, and we're going to go to verse 9. And I want to get the, well, maybe I need to get the first part of this. For he that soweth to his flesh shall what? Of the flesh reap corruption. But what about the man that sows to his spirit? Amen. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, and you probably have. But last year I had some watermelons. You guys are going to have to help me with these watermelons. I ain't figured them out yet. I cannot grow a good watermelon. Brother Freddie, I need to get with you after church and learn how. Amen, because I cannot for the life of me. Brother Byron, I have put K-Mag, I have put this, I have put everything somebody suggested. Amen, I put around them, and I cannot get. I can get watermelons all right, but Brother W.L., they little old knotty things, and when you cut them, you think, man, I got me a good one here. It's just is either green or it just ain't got no flavor at all. But you know what? Probably next year, I'm going to go back out there and I'm going to try it again. You know why? Because I want a good watermelon. Them Padgetts is good at it. Brother Smith's good at it. Amen. Some folks says new ground. One guy over in Cockwood, he was buying every stitch of land he could buy around there. He said, Felix, why in the world are you buying up all these land? He said, because they ain't making no more of it. Amen. And he's right. That's right. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Amen. The ground that we have, there is fertile ground in our midst. There is. I got to quit and I know it, but let me say this before I quit. Some of us are afraid to try something different. I didn't say go worldly. I didn't say compromise your standard. I didn't say throw away what you believe. But some of us are afraid to try something different. Come on here. Go try preaching on the street. Come on here. Brother Brandon's putting up tents, man, and some of us have stuck our feet so deep in the mud, we say it won't never work, it won't do no good. If it saves one soul or touches one heart, that boy's spreading seed. Do you know what he's doing? He's spreading seed out there. That's exactly what he's doing. Brother Brandon, keep on spreading. Pitch that tent. People say, well, that won't never work. Hey, man, have you tried it? We're scared to try different things. Leave it alone, Tim. Yes, sir. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Life everlasting. But I'm going to tell you something.
It won't just be life everlasting to you. Because when you get saved, you can't keep this to yourself. You know what you're going to do? You're going to spread seed. The Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Preach, preachers. Keep on preaching, preachers. Let me get down here amongst you just for a second. Amen. Sometimes we had a hard road to hoe, ain't we, brother? Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Keep on hoeing. Keep on hoeing, Brother Hugh. We got the Word of God. Brother, I know them knees is giving you problems there. But that don't stop them lips from proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother McDaniel, amen. I know it's, you know, age and time is catching up with us. Amen. But we can't quit sowing the seed just because we're getting older. Some people say, just turn them old ones out to pasture. I don't believe in that. Amen. No, sir. I don't believe in that. Brother Edison, sow the seed, man. Hey, man. You know what? Hey, man, you do it while you're driving a truck. You can do it anywhere that you want, Brother Joy. Hey, man, you got a good church, a strong church. Hey, man, but keep sowing them seed. We got to have it, Brother Ben. Hey, man. And I'm going to tell you something, church. My Bible don't say just a handpick that I want to come to my church. Hey, man, can be saved. But he said, whosoever will. Brother Jim. Up there in the corner, feel like you're by yourself, don't you? Amen. But you ain't by yourself. You knock on them doors. People don't come. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. Why are you telling these brothers that? Because they're my brethren. Brother Daniel, you're on the other end of the spectrum down there. Way away from everybody else. Kind of like Brother Jim. And I'm going to tell you something. Brother Daniel, sowing seed. And it's going to come to fruition for the glory of God. Are you in this for you? Are you in this for Christ? Brother Ed, all them peanuts that you harvested, all that cotton that y'all picked, all that, and I don't know if you dealt with corn or not, soybeans and all this, probably did through all the years, but there's no telling how many people, amen, that have eaten your peanuts, that have eaten your corn, that are clothed with your cotton, amen, that are out there that you don't even know about. Brother Tommy, you bless your heart. You planted peanuts and done good sometimes. Sometimes they didn't. Amen. But I'll tell you, there's no telling how many people have eaten off Tommy Schrouder's farm that he will never know ate off that farm. Stand with us this morning. Brother Byron, them onions is good. Them watermelons have been good. Somebody the other day, I don't know who it was, but if you're here in this crowd and you slipped me a watermelon and a cantaloupe, bless your heart, I'd hug your neck if I knew who you was. But they left them on my porch on the front. I'm going to tell you something. I feel this on me, church. Sometimes I look at my brother and I see worn, weary men that are carrying this gospel and trying to do their best to reach a soul. And it seems like every time I bought Bibles for people, I've done this for people. And I'm not patting me on the back. I'm just telling you like it is. We do this. We do that. We bend over backwards and try to help them be there when they need us. Amen. Call them when they don't need us. And it seemed like all that we do, it seems like ain't good enough. I know how you feel. But I'm going to tell you something. When I get in my pulpit tomorrow, I'm going to go back and preach that gospel again. And I'm going to tell somebody about Christ again. When we go back to that hospital, amen, when you walk up and down the halls and you don't know who you're going to meet up with up and down in those rooms. But Brother Joy, amen, if the door opens, and usually they don't have to just, all they got to do is put their hand on the knob and I'll open it for them. Amen. But somebody is going to be touched by you. Ladies, you say, I'm not a preacher. No, You know, ladies is accused of gossips. I don't believe we got that much here. I don't know if we got any right here. I hope we don't. But you know what? You got a mouth that can spread good seed. Amen. Can we have a season of prayer this morning? Is that okay? I really do feel a burden on my heart for my brethren, for my people. We've got to keep on going, church. We are going to reap after a while if we faint not. If we keep sowing, church, do what you're supposed to do. Reach outside the four walls of your place. Amen. Present the gospel to the lost. Walk with Christ. Love Him and speak His word. Amen.